T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And now, Robbie has decided to make his own spite list. Are you ready for this, Leroy?
I think.
Let's get to it, Robbie. Let's go from 74 to 55.
I'm a little scared.
Number 74, Cleveland Wade.
Hey, wait. Who's 75?
We know it's 74.
There is no 75. Remember, it's the NBA. They did the top 74 all the time.
All right, there is
no 75. We start at 74. So 74 is?
Cleveland Wade. So one thing I've been bitter about Dwayne Wade about is not that he went to the Cavaliers. It's, you know, that he opted out of all that extra money he got by leaving. He gave it all back and then played with LeBron and wore that number 9. So, I mean, other than that, that's why he's at 74, because he's Dwayne Wade, but that was bad. Cleveland Wade was horrible.
It was like Superman without his cape.
No, it was rough to watch.
It was rough to watch.
Number 73, A.J. Burnett.
Oh, wow. Why?
Hilarious, really? Hilarious wild pitch aside. That's always in the 10 run. That was awesome. But I just felt like he was just a giant mope. You know, he had Tommy John during that World Series year, and then like he was about to get traded. He was pitching great before the trade deadline. And then he doesn't get traded, and then he stinks up the joint the last couple months of the season, and then the season falls apart, and then he signs his big deal with the Blue Jays. But and then he was always complaining about the attendance and all that stuff. AJ Burnett, low key mope, underrated.
Also had a 9 walk no hitter, Leroy.
Yep. And a hit back pitch.
Wow. I'm surprised they let it pitch that much.
I stayed up for that. I remember that.
This is San Diego.
Yep. Yep. All right, next.
Jorge Julio. OG Heath Bell. This guy was a bum. Everybody forgets about Jorge Julio.
Well, I don't remember Jorge Julio being a locker room cancer. I just remember him being terrible at baseball.
Yeah, he was terrible. I think he lasted like 2 months.
All right. Yeah. I believe, didn't David Sampson, I think he told the Levitard show that he was going to save 50 that year. He goes, mark my words, Jorge Julio is going to save 50 games for us, Levitard. Gone in 2 months.
Jeez,
he was terrible. All right, number 71. All right,
you guys may or may not know who this person is. Oh, Tobin, you might. You're on the social media webs, but Caitlin Ohashi, she was a gymnast for UCLA. Nothing against her. It's that she won the ESPY for best play over Kenya Drake's Miami Miracle, over Kawhi Leonard's shot against the Sixers, over Derrick Henry's 99-yard run. And she won best play. And if you watch her routine, half of the moves are dance moves that I could have done. It was like half gymnastics that I can't do, half dance moves that I can't do. So the fact that she won best play was an outright travesty for the ESPYs. And she had already won best viral moment in the ESPYs. She already got her award. I don't know why she had to win best play. And it wasn't a play. It was a routine, not a play.
Did she get a 10?
Yeah, she got a 10.
Of course.
It was a huge viral sensation, which I didn't know about.
Well, yeah, because, I think there's only been a couple of people to do it in Olympics. I know who the first was, because I remember watching those Olympics. Nadia Comaneci.
Nadia's a good gymnast name.
I mean, Russian. Kenya Drake should have won best play, but it wasn't him. It would have been Kawhi Leonard or Derrick Henry before it was her.
Man, you want to talk about a viral moment? How about that ball bouncing up and on the rim 8 times like a movie?
I feel like it felt like Kawhi moved it with his mind. Number 70, Robbie.
Flip-flops. In general, flip-flops just suck. Ever since, I mean, I know, Toby, you have the flip flops that you don't have like a bottle. It's like a bottle opener, too.
I do. I love them.
But, you know, you need your sneakers. You need your dress shoes. But once the Crocs came out, there's no reason to have flip flops. First of all, walking in them sucks. Second of all, your feet are out there for everybody to see. There's really no reason to have flip flops. The Crocs are way better. No, the same convenient slip on as the flip flop. No feet exposure, and it's way easier to walk.
You are 100% wrong.
No.
First of all, flip flops have grip. Crocs do not. No. So if it's raining, you're walking around on a slip and slide.
No, I was wearing the off-road Crocs. These Crocs I have now, they're great for the weather.
The off-road Crocs.
Oh, my God. I was like, hold on, though. I love flip-flops. I love wearing flip-flops. In fact, I feel like I've lived in a world where flip-flops have been shamed. I mean, you used to be able to wear flip-flops and jeans. Now everybody's like, you look like a complete tool if you do that. I can't do that anymore. I wish I could live in a world where there's nothing but flip-flops. I love flip-flops.
The thong ones are the worst. And then the Jordan slides.
Oh, I love the Jordan slides. I feel like you have more of an argument. The thongs are the greatest.
It's like the feet is ahead of the flip flop, and the flip flop has to catch up to it as you're walking. It's a nuisance.
You don't like how it touches the back of your heel like a drum. All right, number 69.
Well, you're sneaking up on folks, Robbie.
69. Joe Madden. Everybody says he's this. Oh, look at what Joe Madden did. He's this cool whiz kid manager. He makes all these wacky moves. Well, he almost cost them the World Series. Yeah, the World Series was in the bag in that Game 7. The only reason it went to extra innings was because of Joe Madden. And every time he makes one of these crazy moves, oh, look what Joe Madden did. And he's the guy, you know, 3-run lead with 2 outs in the ninth and nobody on base. Left-handers coming up. Oh, got to make a pitching change. Get the lefty-lefty matchup. Like he likes to make moves just to be seen on camera. Like, this guy's a phony.
68.
Yu Darvish.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, because this, I remember, you know, when the controversy of whether the Marlins traded all those players, Stan, Yelich, and Ozuna. But some people thought that, you know, by keeping them all together, you needed to add pitching. But the answer unanimously was, bro, if they would have signed Yu Darvish, they'd be right there contending for a playoff spot. Dude, Yu Darvish is a horrendous contract. You already have Wei Yin Chen on the roster and his bad contract. You're going to add another one, and Yu Darvish, I mean, he does play a little bit more baseball than Wei Yin Chen, but terrible for the contract.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Also, funny on Yu Darvish, funny on Twitter.
He is funny.
67, really? Robbie. He's a funny guy.
Thaddeus Lewis.
What?
Thaddeus Lewis, you know, he was a Buffalo Bills quarterback. I'm still bitter. His only two career victories in the NFL were both in the same year, and they were both against the Dolphins and helped knock the Dolphins out of the playoffs.
It was Ryan Tannehill's biggest blemish, not being able to outduel Thad Lewis or Geno Smith.
The last two games.
How about the defense not being able to stop Thad Lewis?
Dude, the game was like 13-7. It was like 13-7. 13-7. It was ridiculous.
The second one was a shutout. The second one, Ryan Tannehill got shut out by Thaddeus.
Shut out, Leroy. Shut out. 66, right. Robbie.
Larry Brown.
Throwback.
Yeah, look. I mean, this guy.
He's from the Tom Coughlin School of Coaching.
This guy's a notorious job jumper. He's had like 20 different jobs. He's always looking on for the next job. He was coaching the Pistons. I hated that Pistons team. I'll get to them later. And then he was so eager while he was coaching the Pistons to join the Knicks. And sure enough, he went to the Knicks and he was terrible. And they fired him after one season.
Because he's a job jumper.
65, job jumper. Robbie. That's called life, Robbie.
Nah, not this guy.
You should. Once it doesn't work out with one job, you're just done.
This guy's like a drifter.
Yeah. He's always thinking 65. About the next job. 65, drafting wide receivers in the first round. Look, it's. I know it was popular this year. A lot of them got drafted, but wide receivers can be found in the later rounds. You don't see none of the great teams, the Patriots, the Packers. They don't draft the Pittsburgh Steelers. They don't draft.
Hold on. In the last 5 years, I think the Patriots have drafted two. And they were bust.
Yeah, well, they drafted N'Keal Harry at 32. And that's the only receiver they've drafted in the first round. It's Terry Glenn, back when you were playing, Leroy.
All right.
And so you
– Buckeye.
You could find him in the later round. It's a whiz kid Madden move to draft a receiver in the first round. Ooh, look at this guy did. No, there are receivers everywhere. Don't be stupid.
64, Robbie.
I mean, a good example is Devontae Parker, Michael Thomas beef. But Devontae Parker did rebound last year. Almost saying 64. Okay, you guys may have phase of your memory. Remember when USA did not qualify for the World Cup?
Yes,
they lost. Yep. They lost to Trinidad and Tobago, and that shady feel that Trinidad and Tobago had. But while that was going on, simultaneously, the reason why they got knocked out is because there was collusion between Costa Rica and Panama to get Panama into the World Cup. Costa Rica was already in, and in fact, Panama had this very shady goal in like the 70-something minute, and there was no VAR, and they allowed it. And that's the reason why Panama was able to go to the World Cup, and USA was bounced out. Well, USA still would have had to go through another round of qualifying, but that was complete shadiness. Costa Rica helping their neighbors collude to get into the World Cup.
63.
All right, this is just a general rule. I always laugh when players diving for the pylon and then fumble the ball and go out of the end zone. It's the stupidest thing. Why would you ever dive for the pylon unless it's fourth down or if you have the Canes offensive line, you're not sure if you're going to get that yard. But yeah, if you don't dive for the pylon, it's going to be like second and one or third and one. All you have to do is get 1 yard.
Hey,
isn't it pylon?
You think they're going to just run it right back with you?
But the risk is you expose the football, it goes out of the back of the end zone, and it's a
touchback.
You're
not thinking like that, Robbie. Holy smokes. I'm getting ready. Hold on.
For 1 yard, you're going to risk losing the ball and giving the ball to 20?
How about this? Okay. You go back to the sideline, and you tell your coach, yeah, coach, I was right there. But I didn't want to reach the ball out because I didn't want to fumble it.
I think Bill Belichick would.
You know what the coach says? Couldn't get a yard, huh?
Well, or it's no coach. I know I could get a yard on the following play. I don't need to risk exposing the football for the other team.
A guy who scored 0 touchdowns.
62, now, Robbie.
If you had the Canes offensive line, I understand. All right. I don't know when the exact year was, but remember rap music in the old days? Like this Last Dance brought back memories of the 90s rap music. It was awesome. But then there was a certain time where it went to crap. I call it, I mean, maybe there's a little bit of bleed over into the early 2000s. So let's call it rap music between 2005 and now. It is completely terrible. It's all auto-tune, and they just the music has gone worse, and the cursing has gone up back in the day it was awesome. It's gone to crap now, and there's no saving it.
All right, let's close it out here, Robbie. Give us number 61, and then we'll get the rest of your list later on.
Wow, this is take longer than I thought. I love these two together. Weasel Athletic Directors, Kirby Hocutt and Sean Eichhorst, back-to-back. Yeah. Well, these guys are just flat-out weasels. Kirby Hocutt in his dealings with the Neva Shapiro and Sean Highcourt's rumors he was hiding under his desk, and he was just waiting to get that Nebraska job. And I was low-key a little bit happy when he got fired from Nebraska because he was terrible. He hired Mike Riley. Number 60. That's where we are on now. All right. Yep. You know how sometimes you watch a football game at the end of the game, the teams are trying to run out the clock. All they need to do is get that one first down to end the game. But then sometimes they get, not only do they get the first down, then all of a sudden they bust out a run and score a touchdown when it's unnecessary. It's completely stupid. You have the game won. Go down, take a knee, and end the game. Why risk one of your defensive players having to go back out there on defense and getting injured because you wanted to get your touchdown? It's the stupidest sensation in the world. And what if you're only up at 1 point? You score that touchdown, technically the other team has a chance to tie. Go down.
Robbie.
What?
You sound like Looney Tunes.
It's not Looney Tunes.
Dude, I've been getting my ass kicked the whole game. If I break free, I'm not taking a knee on the one.
This doesn't have to be in the one.
So you love Maurice Jones-Drew for life.
Oh, Maurice, Brian Westbrook, OG.
59, Robbie.
59. This is going to be controversial. The chicken tender sub.
What?
Mute your ass. Mute yourself.
Get the hell out of here.
Well, look. I mean, look. If it's put in front of me, I'm going to eat it. Don't get me wrong. But it's not. It doesn't taste bad. It's just, you know, it's more. It's not the best. It's not. They make it sound like it's the god of all the subs at Publix. Publix has a lot of great subs. But it always costs a little bit more than the others, and it's not better. It's not that much better than the others, if at all. It's like the fifth or sixth best sub they have, and it's always the most expensive, even on special.
God. All right. You know what? Just move on to 50. I don't even want to hear this. Get the hell out of here.
All right. Well, speaking of subs, I don't know if I can say the name of this company because we're about to hose them down. But just think, there's a famous sub chain that has a similar name of the 2000 World Series.
Oh, of course. Yeah. New York Mets versus New York Yankees.
Yep.
They remember
back in the day they had this $5 footlong. You know, great jingle. You know, and it was the greatest, you know, and I know it wasn't all the subs, it was only a select subs, but it was still cool to have as an option. And then every month you'd have a different sub of the month. So there was February where all the subs, or any-tober where all the subs are $5 footlongs. And then all of a sudden they got rid of it low key and thinking we were too stupid to notice. Come check out this $6 footlong, everybody. Nope, not buying it. You raise your prices, I'm out. I've boycotted. I think it was 2014 when they made the move. I haven't eaten there since. Boycott.
Oh my God. Oh, man. All right.
Dude, chicken to the sub on the list, Robbie's list invalid.
It's his list. It's his spite list. That's, you know, he's got spite on chicken tender sub. That's him. 57, Robbie.
Odell Beckham Jr.
Jesus. Wow.
Why? This guy, he's as good as he is a football player. His drama way outweighs his talents on the field, and his teams never win, whether it's with the Giants or with the Browns. He comes every day. Oh, Odell Beckham kicked a ball into the net. Odell Beckham did this. But his teams never win, and he's just way too much drama. I think the Giants made a great trade when they traded him to the Browns.
Oh, all right, 57, 56, Robbie. It's 56 more.
This would have, and back in the day, this would have been higher in the list, but I think people have starting to come around. Wrecking the win-loss record of a starting pitcher and determining whether the guy's good or not based on his win-loss record. I think people have started to figure out now that that's stupid.
You're talking about, like since Felix Hernandez won the Cy Young when he had like 4 wins?
Yeah. And it doesn't account for the guy coming on a bad team, having a great ERA, and he'll have a losing record, or his bullpen's terrible. Every time he gets taken out of the game, the bullpen blows his lead. And then there's some pitchers that, you know, give up like 5 runs a game, but they win like 15 games because, you know, they're playing on an awesome team.
It ain't working like that.
Number 55, Robbie.
Kyle Shanahan.
What?
Dude is a bum. Up 28. Up 28-3 against the Patriots, and they only run the ball 4 times the rest of the game. Are you kidding me? With Freeman, and I know Coleman got injured, but they were kicking the Patriots' ass. But Kyle Shanahan didn't want to be this cool kid. Oh, look at me. I'm aggressive all the time. Passing the ball left and right. Blew the biggest lead in the Super Bowl, and then they blew a big lead last year in the Super Bowl to the Chiefs. But the Chiefs, a little bit more understandable. Up 20-3, dude's a bum. Gift to the Patriots a Super Bowl.
Oh my God! All right,
jeez.
This is number 54, Robbie.
All right, another a prominent chain that I don't want to know if I could say the name, but it's a famous coffee place. So we'll call it a Star Middleton's.
You didn't want to go with Star de Tecumpos?
Star Freaks,
Star Alcindor.
Star Alcindor. Wow, that's good. Coffee's it's the norm for coffee. It's overrated. It's mostly because people don't know about the good Cuban coffee down here. We saw that in Radio Row. All these little coffee cups. Nobody had. Like, what is this? This is crap.
And then what is this?
And they're drinking like 10 little of those cups. And they're like, whoa, wired the rest of the day. It's because they're used to that other coffee chain's crap.
He's not wrong. Like, there's nothing at Starbucks that can give me the kick that Cuban coffee can. I'm sorry.
Dunkin's way better.
You know, they try and tell you, like, I remember we had we had Beast, and he would be like, oh, no, the cold brew has more than Cuban coffee. I'm like, get the hell out of here. Such a sully thing to say. Like, you know, you'd go out there, you'd be like, no. Dunks has just as much caffeine. I'm like, that's because you have a Dunks the size of an oil drum. Hell out of here. All right, number 53, Robbie.
All right. One of my favorite movies, but the ending was total crap. Draft Day. The trades that were made at the end were just so ridiculous. Trading 3 number 2s to get the 6th pick of the draft, and then get all your picks back that you traded from before, and get a punt returner. At the end of the day, it ended up being 3 number 2s for the number 1 pick of the draft. The trades at the end were just ridiculously stupid. But otherwise, one entertaining movie, but the ending was stupid.
I can't find Draft Day anywhere. I wanted to watch it during the Dolphins sign. They should make a new Draft Day, a Dolphins Draft Day. They should call it the Smoke Master, about Chris Greer smoking everyone's mind, thinking we were going to take an offensive lineman number 4 overall. You idiots. Dummy. Number 52, Robbie.
Don Mattingly's shift. No matter all left-handed batters get the shift. No matter if they're up and pull, deadpool hitters or not, they're always getting the shift every single time. And routine even, double play balls go for singles.
Even if he was facing a prime Luis Castillo from the left side, he would have gone shift.
Yes.
He's trying to go the other way, Don. What are you doing? 51, Robbie.
Oh, yeah, that bunt. Somebody from the Cardinals had a bunt double last year against the against that shift.
A bunt double.
I think it was Matt Carpenter. Colby Covington, he is 51 on the list.
Oh, jeez.
Mostly because, you know, he came on our radio show from the Hard Rock and cursed up a storm, and he's known for spoiling movies. You know, I do give him credit. His insults are pretty clever, whether it's Rafael Dos Nachos or Kamaru Fake Newsman. But
I think so. Oh, man, that's funny.
I got time for number 50.
I gotta tell you, Kobe's such a sweetheart too. Off camera, he's just like, "Oh man, I remember that time at the Hard Rock." Like some people, like yeah. they don't remember any interviews. This guy remembers everything. I'm like, wow.
And I remember you guys have had the Titan FC guys. I believe they were at studio and they were talking about how Colby Covington's a nice guy off the cameras and stuff. But
I know it's all an act. He's done it all to try and get himself more heat, as they say, so people will hate his guts. So he went all pro Trump. Number 50, Robbie.
Mark Stein.
Jeez, what?
Still hasn't gotten back to me.
Oh, man. Somebody said, I love this list. RTD has a lot of enthusiasm for spite.
Oh, man. We're
49.
Let's give me five rapid fire, right, Robbie. Right. Five rapid fire before we get to the next segment.
Well, I like the explanation.
I like the explanation too. Fine. Give me rapid fire and a rapid fire explanation for them all.
Right. This one kind of needs
get us to 45.
All right. The Whopper not coming with cheese default. Always having to ask for the cheese on the Whopper. It was so annoying. Come on, how could your signature burger item not automatically come with cheese? How many times you just casually order, just give me a number one, and then you take a bite, oh man, crap, I forgot to get it with cheese.
Next.
All right, this one I can do rapid fire. The Pistons of 2005 and 2006, I hated all those guys.
Yeah, those guys.
I'm both Wallaces, too. Billups, Prince, Rip Hamilton in a stupid mask.
I hate that mask. Scratch Dwayne Wade. He'd be like, ah, doesn't cut his nails. All right, number 47.
The land. Oh, Cleveland. They love to make it sound like, you know, this whole narrative, like, you know, we're the hardcore fans of Cleveland, and, you know, we deserve LeBron more than everybody else. We've suffered more. Dude, they make it seem like these guys are these hardcore blue-collar fans. If you look at the Cleveland Indians attendance, they've had years where they've been worse than the Marlins, and those Preach. Cleveland Indians teams were contending for playoff spots. Those guys are bummed. They're the same as everybody else. It's fake news.
I agree. And let's close it out, Robbie. This hour, what do we got at 46?
All right, NCAA basketball media timeout rules prior to 2017. I mean, they've changed it since, but they used to be able to, if you called a timeout right before the media timeout, they would not waive the media timeout. So you come back on the court for 2 seconds, foul, and then you would have the full media timeout on top of the timeout you had 2 seconds ago. It was stupid. They recently changed the rules, but 2017 is when it ended. It
took too long.
It took way too long. It was going on for like 40 years. Number 45. You know how a lot of coaches and managers, they always have to do what the book says. Whether we're like 4th and 4, oh, I got a punt, even though the guy has a horrible defense, and or like, you know, a left-hander is coming up to the plate, I got to get a left-hander to face him, even though the dude sucks. It's guys who always manage by the book, even though the roster doesn't supplement his stupid book. They have no guts whatsoever. They always got to do what the book says, and that way they can cast blame on the personnel if things doesn't work out. I mean, there's a lot of people like, you know, Don Mattingly does it sometimes. Gase did it sometimes, you know. I mean, it goes on and on. Managing by the book when you don't have the personnel, it's stupid.
Yeah, Gase with the old punting because we have no chance.
Robbie, you know, the book is basically a list of rules played out thousands and thousands of times and then lists the best possible scenario.
Yeah, but the book doesn't account for
the highest percentage scenario.
the book doesn't account for when you have a horrible defense and can't stop anybody. It doesn't matter if you pin them inside the 10, they're going to drive down and score. You might as well try to go for it, especially when you're behind.
Is, yeah, I think what Robbie's trying to say is the book is a resource, not the Bible.
Right. But again, a lot of coaches in all sports use it. And you live by it. If you live by it, you would be useless.
Number 44, Robbie.
Christian Yelich, 2018 Whoa. And beyond. I mean, let's be.
You hate the good Yelich?
I mean, well, of course he did. In
Milwaukee, he won the MVP, Robbie.
It was in Milwaukee. He wasn't doing that here. And of course, he has an easier ballpark to do it in. And of course, he changed his batting stats. Seems like he cared more about hitting per power when he went to Milwaukee. I mean, come
That's
on.
That's true. We gave him a taste. Gave him a little power, hit, and then all of a sudden he was addicted to it, Leroy.
All right.
This is what I've been wanting the whole time. If he would have been doing this from the jump, I would have never been eating a dirty bird.
Yeah, you would have found another way.
Number 43, Robbie.
This goes to Christian Yelich. Science deniers. The people that don't account, like, they just see like Christian Yelich. Oh, he's doing that. Oh, this great stuff. Do you think, you know, the people that don't account for ballparks, same thing with quarterbacks when they go to a better situation, a better offensive line. Tannehill is in the same boat. People who deny science and how players can move on and perform better, and they assume they would be repeating those stats had they stayed in their current position. It's not true. Science, people.
42.
Unwarranted offseason hype. You know, this goes to team. We've had history down here. Whether it's the 2006 Dolphins signing Culpepper, may rest in peace, but Edwin Pope said they would be in the Super Bowl. The 2012 Marlins, when they signed all those guys, we were drinking all the Kool-Aid, and they fell flat on their face. And then this past year with the Hurricanes, and even you, Leroy, with the Cleveland Browns this past year, had all the hype and fell flat on their face.
But I didn't say they were going to win the Super Bowl.
I didn't, but no, I'm not saying you particularly said the Browns are going to be good, but there was a lot of hype train on the Browns to win.
Some people picked them to win, go to the Super Bowl.
I saw Leroy with the conductor's hat on. Number 41, Robbie.
Rotten Tomatoes comedy movie ratings. You cannot rely on Rotten Tomatoes for comedy movies. Look, my book is, if you're laughing your ass off, the comedy did its job. The Rotten Tomatoes is treating every comedy like it's trying to win an Oscar. It's like they're too highbrow for comedies. Oh, that was abhorrent. A 12% on Rotten Tomatoes.
No. Wait, basically you could have said the way Rotten Tomatoes treats Adam Sandler. Because that's what that meant. That's what that meant.
He loves
that
Adam
didn't
Sandler
mean
so
comedies. Robbie, that did not mean comedies.
Robbie, what are we going to do that Adam Sandler's doing a basketball movie with LeBron now?
Oh.
That's the reports. Oh. Leroy, did you see that?
No.
LeBron and Adam Sandler are doing a basketball movie together. Not All Space right. Jam. Number 40, Robbie.
Well, I don't know who this person is. I'm pretty sure it's Samson, David Samson, but I don't want to make reckless speculation. But whoever made the decision on opening day to leave the roof open and have that rain delay. It was totally unnecessary. I know they
Did the Marlins have a counter on that too in their stadium that counted the days without a rain delay?
Yes, and they posted the graphic that day, and then later, like the next inning, they had the rain delay.
So embarrassing.
I know why they had to have it, because there was jets flying over. You had like Buffer doing the pregame introductions. You wanted. I get it, for the pregame ceremonies. You wanted the roof open. They got that in without damage. Once that gets in, close the roof. They were playing with fire there. Stupid.
Oh, my God. Number 39.
Number 39. Oh, Tobin, this may apply to you. People who look at Twitter for draft spoilers.
Hey, man.
I mean, it's going to come out in 2 minutes. Everyone has to be on Twitter checking the spoilers, and then Tobin ruins the draft party.
I'm sorry. I thought – look, first of all, I didn't know everybody was on, like, 8 different feeds because they were like, oh, is the pick up or the pick's not up? I didn't know what anybody was looking at. Some people had that terrible like Romanian internet. I don't know what the hell was going on. I need to take things into my own hands.
Well, here's the problem. I don't know what internet you have where you live, because we had the same thing Saturday. I'm sitting there watching.
I wasn't watching on the internet. I was watching when it comes to watching live events, if I can, I'm watching it on actual television. I'm not watching it on the stream.
I was watching it on television also.
No, well, apparently not.
I mean, Jeez.
Sorry, man. Sorry.
All right.
We get the direct pirate feed is actually the truth. Number 38, Robbie.
All right. So former host of 790 The Ticket. We once had this great March Madness party a few years back at their old building. We had all four computers set up, TV set up to watch all four games. And this guy, about 4 hours before a show started, comes in and ruins it, takes one of the computers, ruins the sofa setup we had. He's like, guys, I got to work. And my show starts in 4 hours.
Sounds like Frito.
And on top of that. And on top of that, the Canes are playing that day, and it was a game against Loyola Chicago, and he was like, go Chicago, go Loyola Chicago. It was horrible to watch.
You ruined the party.
Yeah.
Jeez. All right, number 37.
Teddy Bridgewater.
This goes back to
his college days. Nothing against him, what he's done in the NFL, but, you know, Teddy Bridgewater, he had that bowl game against Miami where they kicked the crap out of the Canes, and then he did that throat slash.
Yeah, well, listen, I kind of
you
got
get
it.
What you get.
Well, but
I mean,
here's the thing though. I think Teddy Bridgewater originally committed to Miami, and then he flipped to Louisville, which is fine, not a problem. But he makes it sound like the Canes didn't want him, and they kicked him out when Randy Shannon got fired, and now Golden Ticket. That was his choice. He went with bag money, Bagman Clint Hurt. It's okay.
Bagman.
there's a funny story about Zach Krantz. I think Clint Hurt wanted to fight Zach Krantz one time.
Jeez.
Now I need to find out about that. Number 35, Robbie.
Well, number 36, delusional 36, Robbie. Delusional Canes Bros. Swag. Swag 16. Storm 17.
I thought this would be higher.
Oh, wait. I got till you see what I got. That's just one layer of the Canes Bros. You know, no matter what all the hype, you know, no matter how bad the Canes have been, bro, it's all about the U. They invented swag.
Number 35.
This kind of goes into what number 36 was. The obsession with Brad Kaya.
Oh,
Brad Kaya himself, nice man. No, nothing against Brad Kaya himself, but the people act like he was the greatest quarterback ever. And, of course, Brad Kaya has all the passing records because he compiled and he has the most passing attempts. But he wasn't that good. He beat up the lower teams, lost to Florida State 3 times, and this guy was eh. But this guy's being hailed as this great quarterback, and I was part of that too. I thought he was going to be this next great quarterback, and then halfway through I realized this guy was overrated.
Oh, my God.
Halfway through, huh, Robbie?
When did it hit you? After another loss to FSU?
Yep, I think it was the second one. It was the second one. I get in arguments with Stunt and Steve about this all the time, even on the air. Like we always get into heated arguments about this.
Just about Brad Kaya?
Yeah, about Brad Kaya. And in general, people swear it was like this great. I've never once clamored for Brad Kaya. Since he's been gone, no matter how bad the quarterback plays, I've never once clamored for Brad Kaya. Except
he's
maybe
the all-time
FIU
leading
game.
Passer.
He has the most attempts. Compiled.
In 3 years?
Yes, he has more attempts than Dorsey. And Dorsey had more starts.
Well, Dorsey had an amazing backfield.
Hey, Dorsey
why would you have
and receivers.
And receivers.
Oh,
and
I'm glad you brought that up. Brad Kaya, his freshman year, I know it wasn't Dorsey, but they had 5 players drafted in the top 77. 5 players. And you know what Brad Kaya did that year? 6-7.
Oh, man. Number 34, Robbie.
Giancarlo Stanton. Felt like he was always complaining, even though he got gifted this biggest contract, which is going to really help him out now during this pandemic. He's the only guy locked in all these years left on this contract. And I'm not going to lie to you, I kind of low-key was, you know, enjoying him not playing baseball for the Yankees. It kind of made me feel better. I can't lie to you.
Number 33, Robbie.
Sister Jean and the Loyola of Chicago.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
I'm with you.
Hey, be careful.
Nah, do it.
All right.
They made that run to the Final Four. It became all about Sister Jean, all because of that shot. The Canes could have stopped that all from happening. And maybe the Canes could have gotten to the Final Four.
Oh, man. Number 32, Robbie.
Catholics versus convicts, 30 for 30.
100%.
Propaganda Central.
Total garbage. Complete garbage. Musburger. Not apologetic. thinks the convicts joke is hilarious. Musburger. 31, Robbie.
Everybody calling for Miami to overturn the win against in that Duke game.
Oh wow! Okay, so what you did was you put them all under a category.
Yes.
I basically just put everybody on the list.
Yeah, you put Greenberg, Heather Dinich, and all that. This is one category. And the hypocrisy of all this, because I think the year later or 2 years later, similar situation happened in between a game, Oklahoma State and Central Michigan, where Central Michigan was gifted an untimed down it should have gotten, and they won on a crazy Hail Mary at the end of the game. Huge controversy, but nobody talks about it. Nobody mentions Oklahoma State having to overturn that win.
Of course not.
Huge
hypocrisy. Because it's not Miami and Miami haters, you know? All right, and number 30?
Same category, except with the whole Nevin Shapiro thing that went out, how people were calling for the death penalty way back in the day. Also, Oklahoma State, ironically, had a big SI piece, every bit as bad, if not worse, than the Nevin Shapiro bombshell on Yahoo, except nobody was calling for Oklahoma State to overturn it.
Yeah, they didn't have Facebook pictures of him on a boat with Kellen Winslow.
Jeez.
All right. Let's get to number 30, number 29, Robbie.
All right. Well, I don't know who this player is. I do know who this player is, but I don't want to put his name out there. But Brian Monroe told the story about how after the FIU game, he was out and about and he ran into a Canes player, and this Canes player was not embarrassed about the loss to FIU because he put up great stats.
That's terrible. How are you not embarrassed by losing to them? How? What a terrible year. Jesus. Number 28, Robbie?
The Academy of Motion Pictures and Sciences, also known as the Oscars Academy. These guys don't know good movies. All the movies that win Best Picture, all gimmick movies. Like Birdman was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. It's because, it's one camera falling around, Best Picture. Last year, A Book won Best Picture. There was a silent movie that won in the 2010s, Best Picture. And on the flip side, they don't recognize Molly's Game as a nominee. Greatest movie the past 10 years. And blackballing my man Adam Sandler. He finally went out of his box, did a serious movie, Uncut Gems, and he was blackballed because of all of those other movies that he did.
Uncut Gems was good. It was good. It was a great performance by him, too. Number 27?
Jim Morris Bunce.
Come on, man. He's a legend. What are you doing?
Nobody was immune to the bunt. Even, John Jay at the three-hole would bunt to set up Yonder Alonso. Problem is, they would intentionally walk Yonder Alonso and then double play.
Jeez, Robbie.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
He never saw it coming?
Never saw it coming. Every time, guy gets on first, no matter who's on the plate, bunt.
All right, we'll close out this round. Number 26, Robbie, who do you got? In a huge 20-person petty list segment, what do you have for number 26?
Minka Fitzpatrick.
Of course.
Dude is a quitter, quits at the first sign of adversity. Says he doesn't want to, but he only wants to play one position. Then goes to Pittsburgh, gets all these fluky, lucky interceptions, and then now wants to play all these positions. Dude's a quitter, doesn't know how to face adversity.
Oh, man. I'm exhausted.
Dude's a quitter.
Dude's a quitter.
Wow.
I am exhausted after that, Leroy.
You? You broke your list down more than you broke down the draft. And people were impressed on our Zoom about your ability to do the draft.
Very impressive. Robbie, number 25 on your spite list.
The NBA draft trade stupidity. How you can't process trades on draft on NBA. You're trading rights away, and then players walk up wearing the wrong hat, knowing they're not playing for that team, and all these stupid rules surrounding the way they do trades in the NBA draft.
Shabazz Napier wearing the Hornets.
Shabazz Napier. DeAndre Hunter wore the DeAndre Hunter pick was traded twice, and he walked up with a Lakers pick, even though that pick was traded twice already, and he still walked up and wore a Lakers hat and got a Lakers watch.
Do you think Luka Doncic picks his Hawks hat? Do you think he just wears it?
Oh yeah, I think he has it. So he has it somewhere. I mean,
number 24, Robbie.
24. Betting the Miami Hurricanes football team as a favorite. The stats show, the science shows that whenever the Hurricanes are a favorite, they forget about covering the spread. They've lost a bunch of games outright as huge favorite. It's the stupidest thing to do. It's something only Canes bros would do. If you really know college football, laying them a significant amount of points with the Canes is just a dumb idea.
Number 23, Robbie.
Oh, this is going to get controversial. The Miami Heat's three-point defense, 2014 and beyond.
Oh, yeah.
They haven't adapted to the times.
They haven't adapted to the times that they created?
Exactly, which is weird. They figured like they would know how to stop the three. If they created it, they would know how to not let people shoot the three.
Well, I can explain that in so many ways, but I'll start with this. Most of those guys you got out there shooting those threes, can't guard. That's it.
Make these guys dribble and make them put them off the ground. You got to turn on me. Come on.
Number 22, Robbie.
The 2019-2020 Miami Hurricanes basketball marketing team. Nobody knew when the games were playing. I mean, I know fans. College basketball is not particular, but we're talking about prominent hosts here at the station. Don't know that they're opening up a huge game. Number 5 team in the country is your opener, and nobody knows about it. Disastrous marketing team.
Agreed. Yeah, I would not know when games are starting. Robbie would hit me with that. I'd be like, whoa, I didn't know that one. Swerve.
Yeah,
thank God for you, Robbie.
Yeah, you sent out the headlines, and I noticed, not your fault, Tobin, but I noticed in the headlines you didn't have that in there. And I had to remind you, hey, the Canes are opening their season tonight against the number 5 team in the country. You had no idea.
I apologize. I was ignorant to it, Leroy.
Not your fault. Marketing team.
Yeah.
21.
Basketball.
The Dwayne Wade ingrates.
Oh, I don't know what that. Uh-huh.
Well, here's what I'm talking about. You know, I mean, back in the big 3 days, whenever Dwayne Wade would have a bad game, it's, oh, Dwayne Wade's a bum.
Washed, yep.
And also, I know the Heat had during the maintenance plan, the Heat played well in games without Dwayne Wade. So people thought, oh, get rid of Dwayne Wade. Yeah, without Wade, yes.
Without Wade, yeah, F that. I know what you're talking about. Oh, terrible. And always, oh, that was vintage. Go to hell. All right, number 20, Robbie.
All right, this one may get me fired.
Oh, geez.
Between 2011 and now, from 2011 to present, Mickey Arison.
What?
Since the Big Three came to town, it's been wine and cheese in the lower bowl. And even his championship parades are wine and cheese. Not the 2006 one, but the 12 and 13, he had his championship parade outside, and then he has an exclusive season ticket holder celebration. It's inside the arena. Yeah, it became wine and cheese central since the Big Three came to town, especially the lower bowl.
Still?
Still, yes, still.
Oh, man.
Jeez, Robbie.
Maybe cut that out of the podcast. Number 19, Robbie.
The Patriots cheating.
Of course. I'm surprised this isn't higher.
And they do it. They have to cheat to beat the Bengals. You know what I mean? If they're so good, why would they have to cheat?
Oh,
to
No. We can delete it. Damage is done, my friend. I'm sorry.
Deflating the footballs, and then when you're playing with the regular footballs, you're kicking their ass, but you have to somehow deflate the footballs.
Brady had to destroy his cell phones.
That Yastrzemski guy.
Number 18, Robbie.
You guys may disagree with this one. The Struts.
Oh, jeez.
They came on our radio program, and the interview started off pretty good, and then the F-bombs just started flying left and right, and they didn't care. And the thing is, they don't even curse on their music. So if they know cursing is bad for business, for their own brand, why are they going to do that on a radio show? And since that day, I have not, and I will never, ever come into any segment with the Struts. They are banned.
Wow. Wait, we've had a Struts ban this entire time?
This entire time, yes, you've had a Struts ban.
I had no idea.
I don't care if they're in studio. In fact, who's their biggest rival? If they have to come in studio, I'm playing their rival's music to come into the segment.
Whoa, hold
jeez,
on.
Robbie. You've gotten just – this is pretty much Robbie's angry list.
Well, that's what a Petty Wednesday's for. Man, Struts are high, Leroy. Top 20 for the Struts.
Wow.
Seems strong. Number 17, Robbie.
The Atlanta Braves. Oh. Just, I mean, the 14 – I mean, we do take a little bit of enjoyment. They've had 14 straight division titles. Only won that one World Series, and of course,
I like when. Yeah, trust me, I like when the Braves win the division because it means they're going to choke. Trust me, no doubt. Oh, go ahead, go win your division, and then you have all. I'd rather have consistency than championships. Would you? Would you, Atlanta? Really? Oh, okay, good for you. I love having that celebration where we get to pop champagne once for winning a division. You know what's better than popping champagne once, 4 times? That's what's better.
And these keepers of the games, but then Evan Gattis is allowed to pimp out home runs, and then Jose Fernandez got his revenge, and they went all keepers of the games. And you know, this Acuna is allowed to pimp his home runs, but they're the keepers of the game.
Like, yeah, they should really change their name to the Atlanta Hypocrites. number 16.
Twitter, in general, social media, it just sucks. Man, I mean, you get the spoilers out there. You got like the mob, like, you know, we have to do whatever Twitter says right now, and be retweeting people that you don't know, that like it's just total suck. And you know, and then it's made a bunch of grown men, 12-year-olds, me included, by the way, when I had a Twitter. Now you have two grown men beefing, Michael Thomas and Devontae Parker. It's leading all the shows now, Twitter beefs.
I love it. It's my favorite. I could talk Devontae Parker versus Michael Thomas all day. Man, that Michael Thomas is sensitive. At can't guard Mike.
Number 15, diet sodas. Biggest scam in America. You're drinking diet soda. You're lying to yourself. They're horrible for you. They're everybody's bad for you. It's regular stuff, except they taste horrible. And it's a total scam ripoff. And they had a huge lawsuit that they were misrepresenting their brand. I know regular Coke's bad for you too, but at least it's delicious. Diet soda's terrible.
Really?
You're literally picking your poison. If you're gonna pick your poison, you're gonna pick. Why wouldn't you pick the one that tastes good?
Number 14.
Oh
Bobby.
My goodness.
Tim Tebow.
Preach.
Tim Tebow, and on top of that, Tebow mania too. That he got so lucky in that stretch with Denver, and then he didn't want. And then him with the Gators, and everyone's bowing down to Tim Tebow. Oh, it's horrible.
Number 13, Robbie.
Also Gator related. Jeremy Foley, former athletic director.
Top coward.
Oh, big time top coward. Weasel never wanted to play the Canes. Wanted to play three scrubs in non-conference and hide behind playing Vanderbilt at Kentucky. Oh, we play in the SEC when they don't play half the good teams in the SEC. Big cowards, Jeremy Foley.
Number 12, Robbie.
Danny Green. I mean, this guy's just a nuisance. This has to go with the Heat three-point defense, but it doesn't stop.
Danny Green's a pain in the ass.
Set a finals record.
so good at transition defense. Where did he come from? There's Danny Green again. Out of nowhere. Ugh. Number 11, Robbie.
I think this one everyone could agree on. The Game of Thrones series finale.
No!
One of the worst things ever put out there.
You have a warped sense of it, Leroy. You didn't put in the years. You're a binger.
All right. Binges don't count. That's
Just not a fair assessment. For
us, the buildup was just so high. We were expecting this, and it was just the worst thing ever put on TV. There was water bottles on set. They just mailed it in.
Yep. Yeah. The OG Throners don't look upon the bingers as the same.
Really?
Yeah. Sorry.
I got the same information you got.
Nah, you got it fast. You crammed for the test. We studied over the course of the semester.
But we got the same grade.
Nah, we didn't though. We didn't have right. We weren't disappointed in the questions like you were.
All right.
Number 10, Robbie.
The Mecca Bros. He didn't do it in the Mecca.
Favorite place to play, bro. Mecca. Gift to basketball. You don't play in the Mecca, you don't care because you're scared.
Durant went to Brooklyn.
He didn't have the guts to play in the Mecca.
It's like, maybe your place isn't that great. You ever think about that? Barclays Center is pretty awesome. Bringing a lot of fights there. A lot of events. Just saying. Number 9, Robbie.
Kind of similar, but the New York Knicks in general. Oh, yeah. Those late 90s, I'm still better that they won those series 3-1.
Yeah, put them in as many parts of the list you want to put a version of the Knicks. I'm fine with it.
I know.
So, somebody said I'm going to pick the poison that doesn't make me look like Robbie.
I'll tell you
so
what.
He's a Diet Coke drinker.
You know what? Okay, the Diet Coke will make you look like me too. Just telling you. One gives you heart disease, one gives you diabetes. I mean, you take your pick.
I mean, most famous Diet Coke drinker is Francesa.
And remember the golfer, John Daly?
Oh, yeah. John Daly crushes a lot of Diet Cokes.
Yeah, but guess what? That's because he had 17 beers.
Yeah. We don't know that.
Yes, we do.
Number 8, Robbie.
Terry Porter. Not the former Heat player, not the former Blazer. I'm talking about Big 12 referee Terry Porter in that Fiesta Bowl, having to review that play with his mind, throwing that pass interference after Romberg had already touched the trophy. Worst referee in the history of referees. I don't know. I hope he never done another game after that.
Yeah. No, he's a criminal. He's a criminal. Number 7, Robbie.
Al Golden. OG excuse maker. Didn't make an excuse he didn't like. The cloud. Too many night games. He even had a bunch of excuses in his lawsuit. That Miami wouldn't back out of playing a home and home with Nebraska.
Man, I tell you, this is like we're starting to get some crossover finally because we got the Knicks, we got Al Golden. You and I are starting to be on the same page with this stuff, Robbie. And we'll wrap up this segment with number 6 and come back with your top 5, Robbie. Number 6 on your all-time top 74 spite list on a Petty Wednesday.
The pickle, it is the worst, foulest, food known to man. It's the default on every burger and sandwich. You always have to remember, oh, to take the no pickles, please. And 25% of the time, you're getting pickle. You're crunching. You take that bite of the burger. Ah, pickle. And the worst part of my favorite sandwich, the Cuban Medianoche, there's a giant pickle merging the two sandwiches together. It's horrible. It's a foul.
Speaking to my soul.
Wait. He goes, the pickle. I'm like, what? You got a vegetable on your spite list?
It's the worst.
Why would Robbie have a vegetable on his spite list?
It's a fake vegetable, though. It's like a vegetable that they try and do for flavor enhancement, and it's gross. It's a flavor. It takes over.
Oh, yeah. And even if you take the pickles out, the soak is still there. Like, I'll still eat it, but like if you do surgery on the burger, and the stench of the pickle permeates throughout the sandwich. It's horrible.
No, you're right. It's the ultimate damage is done, my friend, food. Like, all right,
love
great.
Pickles.
Oh, you're crazy.
Not those kosher pickles, though. Regular dill pickles.
All types are terrible. Top five, what do you got?
So these people are worse than the pickle. Number five, this is a little crossover, Adam Gase.
Of course.
Yeah. Of course. Dude's a bum.
Don't have a petty list without this guy.
I still remember him, you know, being scared in Indianapolis. He was 3rd and 10. He ran the ball. It's like, oh, I remember Peyton Manning taking that sack in the end zone for safety way back when.
He's the worst. What else can be said? He's, I mean, in my list, he's the second worst. Yours, he's top five. You know, Leroy's list, he's top three. It's all the same.
Yeah.
It's all the same. He's a top bum. Number four, Robbie.
Another little crossover. From the years of 2014 to 2018, LeBron James.
Oh, of course. Of course. Now, just like me, Robbie, now that he's on the Lakers, we don't care anymore.
No, I don't care anymore. Like,
We don't care anymore. We're totally over it. We're over it. But 2014 and 2018, that guy.
No, you're not.
We're over it.
No. Here, let me tell you two bums something.
What?
Right? Here's what you're doing. You're putting a date on it, but you really just wanted to put the guy there.
No.
It can't be ignored.
No. It can't be ignored. But
so when I put a guy on my list, I have to specify the date. You're on the list or you're not?
Only if you want to.
No, you guys are just using the date thing so you could put a guy that wouldn't normally be on your list on your list.
They were different guys.
So I could say Lady from Publix on Tuesday.
Yeah,
you can.
Sure. It's your list.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
If Greta the Sandwich Lady just had a bad day, or if like she's just typically ornery during the summers, say Summer Greta. I don't care.
All right.
But completely understandable, Robbie. But good to see you're over it, just like I am from 2018 on. We're different guys now.
LeBron, what he would sit out every time you come down here.
Yeah. Come on. A jerk move.
Number three. This is not political, I promise. This is before they were, I guess, in between their political careers. Donna Shalala.
Oh, no.
Bringing down the U. Everything went to crap when she came into town. And then you know, the whole administration of the U has all just crumbled down since she took over. Not the political stuff, just when she was at the U. Donna Shalala.
Man. I get those emails from Donna Shalala's political opponents all the time. I'm like, hey, how do I block you? Get the hell out of my emails.
What's up with it? Like, I thought we were protecting email even more.
I don't know.
I get more random emails than ever before.
They're sneaking through. They're sneaking through the pipes.
Ooh.
What?
Okay, go ahead, Robbie.
All right, number two, Robbie.
Between the years of 2016 and 2018, Pat Riley.
Oh, come on, man. Number two?
Number two.
Number two?
Oh, now you got a problem with the list.
Number two?
Wait.
You don't get it in like the 60s?
Wait. He dated it.
He did date it.
So not all of Pat Riley. Not championship Pat Riley.
Drunk
2062. You got to take it. It's his spite list.
It's his list.
You got to eat it.
But right. Like, number two? Over all of Al Golden,
he made the biggest worst move in franchise history, letting Dwayne Wade go, nickel and diming, penny pitching with Dwayne. It was a Reinsdorf-esque move what Pat Riley did with Dwayne Wade.
Oh man.
And Dwayne Wade, if Dwayne Wade rehashed that in the documentary, I got all mad again. I've forgiven Pat Riley since he brought him back, but I'm still bitter at that drunk Pat Riley during that time. Pat Riley was a petty. He would have had Dwayne Wade number one on his petty list at that time.
No, he had an email. He wrote an email.
Oh yeah, it was saved in drafts.
Still waiting for that email.
No, he sent it the day he came back to the Bulls. Oh man, that one hurt. All right, number one, Robbie.
All right, this one's pretty obvious. Manny Diaz.
Oh geez.
Top.
Wow, this is a current one.
He skyrocketed.
This guy is the worst. I mean, he's all hype, showing up on the boat. All the bros are hyping him. Even the media ate it up like he was his great next great Canes coach, and he fell flat on his face. I mean, he lost to FIU. He got shut out by La Tech, and he's a. I mean. He one-upped Al Golden's excuse making to a whole new level.
It's true. He did.
Yeah. He did. You know what that is, though? It's not really excuse making. It's like, oh no, these guys are going to think it's my fault. I got to find something.
What was the all-timer?
We're away from being 7-0 and ranked. Who knows where we're ranked? Same kids, same everything.
Oh, man. I think it's the Troy one, though. The Troy, the LSU losing to Troy. It was the tops. That to me, I was just like, ago,
Troy went to Baton Rouge and beat LSU, who right now is the number one team in the country. So things can change.
Well, they better.
We need this season to happen just so we can get this terrible Canes season out of the way. Manny Diaz can get fired, and then 2021, when they open up the season against Alabama, they can have a better coach.
Hey, somebody's calling both of you guys list Fugazi.
Why?
Because Tannehill's not on the list.
Really?
Nah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because Tannehill, like everything else with his career, doesn't emote enough emotion for me to put him on my petty list. He's gone. Fine. He's here. All right, I guess. Whatever. You know. There are people around Tannehill who's much more mad at than Ryan Tannehill. Because, man, Tannehill's just floating along, doing his thing. Is anybody that mad at Tannehill that they would put him on their petty list?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, not for you, obviously. He'd be number one in your love list.
Really?
What?
Really?
I'm sorry. Really? Michigan number one. He's number two.
Well, we know a guy. I got into a heated argument with him at that poker tournament once. He would have Ryan Tannehill on number one on his petty list. He was a former radio host around here. Goes to a lot of concerts.
Jeez.
Did you have any honorable mentions, Robbie, that you did want to hit or not hit? It's up to you.
I mean, there were some close calls. I mean, there was a lot of Jets players. I know Jumbo Elliott, that Monday Night Miracle. I'm still bitter about that. I was put to sleep for that game.
Hey, that's a teammate of mine.
Sorry, Leroy. Dalvin Cook was another honorable mention. He was just his time at Florida State.
He kicked Kane's ass all the time.
Our password rules. Oh, I have like 12 different passwords now because I've had to change it so many times. It's so annoying.
It is annoying. It is annoying. Anyway, Robbie, well done. Leroy, so next week you're going to do a top 25 petty list?
Well, I'm going to start making my list, and it ends where it ends.
Listen, I'm telling you, it rolls off. Like, you're going to go. How long did this take, petty. Robbie? Did this take
I'm
you a long
petty.
Time?
No, I like the first 5 minutes, I got to like 50, like within the first 5 minutes.
It really but is.
The hardest part is ranking them.
Yeah, the hardest part is ranking them. You come up with the list, it rolls off the tongue so easily. It's so much fun. Right. And therapeutic.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.